Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time. You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Yes, it's me again, M.H. Scott, the host of the Parents Coach of Parents Network, here with another wonderful show. And I got something different for you today, parents, something different for you today. I'm actually going to have a young man that's been all the way through the process, and he's going to share some insight on, you know, things that he's experienced and things that you can do to help your kids get through the process successfully. And what process am I talking about? I'm talking about the process of an athletic scholarship and that transition from high school to college. And actually, this young man is playing at the professional level overseas currently, so he may be able to share some of that insight as well. But, like I always say, can't get the show rolling without giving my man Keith Wright a little props there. Keith, where you at?
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Like Keith says, he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. You know, and like I was saying before we went to the song there, you know, we're going to have a young man that's going to call in this afternoon and give us just a little insight on, you know, what's the transition like and some of the biggest things that he experienced. And he went to a very prominent university here in the United States. Went to Old Dominion University. And had a great time at Old Dominion, you know, and he's even experienced the redshirt year, so he can even talk to you from that perspective as well. So, parents, if you want to talk to our guest today, and I haven't given out his name yet, you noticed that part. If you want to talk to our guest today, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. We love to hear from you and love to hear what you have to say and whether or not there's anything out there that this young man can share with you. We're trying to get him on the line now, and as soon as we get him on the line, we're going to bring him up, and we're going to go for a wonderful show, a wonderful show. You know, we tried to get him on a couple weeks ago. Evidently, I was having some technical difficulty on my end, but since then, I have rectified that issue, and we should be ready to rock and roll with the show, ready to rock and roll with the show. Give us a call today at 646-929-2416. Well, you know, I was sitting listening to television as often, as least as I possibly can, but, you know, I noticed all the big hype over the young, over Michael Jordan, having his birthday, and I said, you know, what a wonderful thing, man's being celebrated, having his birthday. But at the same time, you know, they talked about, you know, his current salary. So, you know, what does that have to do with anything? You know, I think that's one thing that they should try to stay away from, trying to throw the guy's salary out there. What that got to do with, you know, his, you know, who he is and what he's doing. Fast forward a little bit, flip the script a little bit. Also had a chance to listen to Magic Johnson. And, you know, Magic is somebody that's seemed to have, a few of his I's dotted and his T's crossed. And when I say that, I think very highly of him because of the fact that, you know, he has become a successful businessman, out of all, you know, the adversity that he went through and when he came back with, the HIV situation and all this other kind of stuff, you know, out of all that adversity, he was still able to overcome that and get back on top, to being a positive role model in the community. So I applaud him for that and definitely thank him for, keeping, true to what he believed and what, you know, where he came from. But, you know, I also say a lot of that had to do with, who he was and how he was able to redefine himself after that situation, A big, 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 big plus, you know, to him and folks that's around him. You know, one thing I found out when, you know, listening to Magic earlier this week, that his highest salary, you know, highest contract that he received during the time that he was out there playing the game was only, and, you know, I say that not saying that, you know, that's a minimum amount.
Oh, excuse me.
Not to say that that was a minimum amount or anything of that nature, but I say that in comparison to our children of today. His salary only reached the amount of $3.2 million a year. That is to me, that's phenomenal. You know, to be the type of player that he was, and you know, to be a championship caliber player, and have all the accolades behind him, you know, and with his game, to only had a maximum salary of $3.2 million a year in comparison to what these young men are getting today, you know, a rookie has started out with that, at least that much in today's salary. If you look at today's NBA draft and you look at the salaries for the rookies, you'll see that the average rookie can start out with a salary of at least that much, and I believe it's closer to, $4.1 or $4.2 million a year, you know. And I'm gonna try to pull it up real quick. And see what we come up with. And I'll be able to give you that number here in a second. Let's see what 2012 is going to bring us for rookie salaries. Let me see. For the 2012-2013 year, you know, the salaries range from, and this is per USA Today Sports. USA Today Sports. So, the salary range for the first year, $4.2 million. You know, going from the first year, $4.2 million. That is phenomenal, considering that Magic, in his best day, only reached $3.2 million in his best day. You know, and that's for the number one draft pick, all the way down to the number 30th draft pick, which is 850,000. That's for the number 30 draft pick. That's covering everybody in the first round. Everybody in the first round goes from 4.28 actually, all the way down to 850,000, you know, but by that time the 850,000 reaches out to the third year, they're at 927,000. So, you know, you're looking at the number 23rd draft pick. That individual starts out at one million even, you know, 1 million even. And then it starts climbing from there. And that's the 23rd draft pick. So that, you know, that's very interesting that Magic in his best day only received $3.2 million. $3.2 million nowadays would have made him somewhere in the range of a fourth round draft pick fourth round draft pick into his second year. Fourth round draft pick into his second year, you know. That's just totally amazing. But like I said, today we'll hopefully have a young man on the line with us that'll be able to share some information with us, and you know, just give you something to think about, parents, as far as you know, just some basic information on the transition that your child can have going from high school to college, and hopefully we can get him on here shortly, you know, because, of course, time is ticking. And as time ticks, you know, we lose air time, but we don't want to do that because we want to have a good show and have this here young man on the air with us and just get him to share some insight on just trying to give us just a few things to work with. But you know what I'm going to do, I'm going to see if I can track him down. And what I mean by that, if I have to go out there on the net somewhere and see if I can track him down or give him a call or something to that nature, I'm going to try to do that. But until then, I'm going to give you a little something to listen to and just a little insight on some of the things that's going on out there in the world of sports, because that is something that always we can be knowledgeable of if we're going to be a advocate for our child. You know, and I put that as my hashtag. Anytime I'm putting something out there on Facebook, anytime I'm putting something out there on Twitter, I put that out there as my hashtag. So that is something that I would like to try to keep in the forefront with us as parents, being an advocate for our children, being an advocate for our children. What I'm going to try to do, I'm going to try to pull up a little segment here of my mentor when he was on another internet radio show, The Bachelor Pad, and I think I may have had a chance to play some of that previously, but hopefully I can get this rolling again and just share this little piece with you. You know what? I'm not going to go with that. I'm going to go with another piece. And this piece comes from Taylor Branch, Professor. I would like to refer to him as Professor Taylor Branch. he is heavily into just, you know, checking the NCAA out and seeing what they're doing and making sure that they are doing what they're supposed to do and giving our athletes, our children, a fair opportunity to get some exposure and not only that, but understanding that they need to have a voice. They need to have a voice in, you know, their life as college sports. You know, need to have a voice in the life of college sports. And if they don't have that voice, then what happens thereafter? You know, what happens thereafter? So if I can get this piece to pull up, I'm going to go ahead and run this little piece for you. And hopefully I can get our guest on. Our guest would have been or should be Mr. Frank Hassell. Frank is coming to us from overseas, over in Israel. And I'm hoping that I can get him on and he can share some insight with us as far as, you know, what's going on in his world. He's overseas playing ball, been over there, you know, had a little practice time, a little running time with a couple of professional teams over the summer, you know, just to see whether or not he was going to fit in. And I think they, you know, ended up finding a couple pieces, you know, and in that whole game, I think it's more or less where you, if you overlap, your game overlaps a whole lot with another player's game, then, you know, teams are more than likely to not go with you. And that's, I think that's what I'm really seeing. So I'm hoping that, come on, Frank, where you at? You know, because we've been trying to do this show here for probably about the last 2 years or so. And he just haven't, we haven't had a chance to connect with each other. So, as a result, I decided to connect with him last time we spoke. He was at home, and I had a chance to, you know, connect with him, and, you know, he expressed his desires to be on the show. And I said, hey, okay, come on, let's go ahead and go for it. Let's go for it. Let's go for it. Let's make this thing happen. And I think that's what we're going to do here. Like I said, Frank had a wonderful, wonderful career at Old Dominion University, and now has moved on to play overseas in some place called Israel, H-O-L-O-N, Holland, Israel. And hopefully we can get Frank on, and Frank can share some insight with us. But if we can't get him on, like I said, I'm going to roll this little piece for you and, you know, see how this works out for you. You know, Taylor Branch has some good information to share, and we can always reschedule. But just to let you know, family, I got some things in the working, and just let me give you an update of what we got on the schedule for you as time comes on, as time moves on. Later on this month, we'll have Miss Lynette Wright on. Lynette is the mother of Monica Wright. Monica Wright, WNBA player, plays for the Lynx. Stand out at the University of Virginia back in her day. But Lynette brings in a very interesting side of things, because she is not only a parent of a superstar athlete, she is also an educator. So she's going to bring to us the balance of, you know, how to keep those things in proper perspective, and how you as a parent can assist your child in keeping those things in proper perspective from the academic side, you know, because, you know, like I said, she's an educator and she's been in the business for a while. So as a result, she will definitely have some insight Well, not only having opportunity to talk to Lynette, hopefully we'll get someone from the Hoops family to come in. A gentleman by the name of Mark Eisenberg has a great program called the Hoops Family. You can look them up, check them out on the internet. And he has something that he really wants to share with us. And I've been talking to Mark here for a while now, and we just had to match up our schedules to get him on with us and share some information. You know, he wants to break down the national letter of intent for us. He has some very deep insight on the national letter of intent and how you can look at that letter from a different perspective. Well, if that doesn't catch your attention, stand by for a standby. We will have on, a great guy, and, you know, I picked up a lot of interesting things from him as he does his show, Coach Rick Wolf. Coach Rick Wolf will be coming to us from the great state of New York, the NYC. He is the host of a radio show called Sports Parents Show, and it comes on every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. at WFAN out of New York. So as a result, hopefully we'll have Coach Rick Wolf on the 13th. And if that doesn't do it for you, I think we got somebody else in the mix to come on the 20th of March. We have Dr. Monica. I refer to him as Dr. Monica, and but her full name is Monica Watts Baldwin. Dr. Monica Watts Baldwin, and Dr. Monica Watts Baldwin will be talking to us just something about some simple thing. We're going to take it back to the elementary school days. We're elementary school days where we talking about health and play, you know, health and play. So she'll be on with us on the 20th of March. And if that's not enough for you, we got the sports parenting blogger of all bloggers, Miss Janice Meredith. And she'll be on with us on the 27th of March. So we have a bunch of wonderful shows lined up just for your sole information. And, you know, just something to bring you some insight on things that you could do to help your parent, help your child get the best out of being that athlete and getting the best out of enjoying sports altogether. And later on down the line, and as time go on, and I didn't go into what we're doing in April, but we're going to have some more wonderful shows lined up. But later on down the line, we're also going to bring in folks that's in the psychology field, and folks that have written books, other coaches, you know, all these other folks that we're going to bring in that's going to provide a great insight. And you can also listen to some of our archive shows as well. You can also listen to some of our archive shows as well. Well, I'm kind of saddened that I didn't get a chance to get Frank on the line, but I told you I was going to give you this piece from Mr. Taylor Branch. So we're going to run out and bring in Mr. Taylor Branch and let him give you some insight on, you know, his philosophy on the NCAA and how you can best benefit from that. Taylor, where you at?
Finally tonight, college athletics and the money involved in big-time sports comes under fire. Hari Srinivasan has the story.
Taylor Branch is the author of The Atlantic Story, which is on newsstands now and will be released as an e-book later this week, and he joins me now to talk about all this. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Hari.
So first, help us understand what you think the essential problem with big-time college sports is today.
The essential problem is that we pretend that these adults are not entitled to a portion of the value that they earn. And we pretend that the problem with all of these scandals is that dirty athletes are getting money under the table. The problem is that we're not honest about it. Nowhere else in America do we forbid adults from seeking a portion of the highly valued services that they provide. And nowhere else would we think of saying, don't pay these people until I'm satisfied that it won't mess something up.
Now, as the NCAA president said, they're getting an education, some to schools that they may never have had access to. Isn't that payment enough?
They're generating billions of dollars on top of those scholarships, and we're saying that they should be amateurs. We don't tell anybody else. Amateurism isn't, it's like religion or idealism. It's something that one professes. It's not something you impose on someone else.
Now, you don't buy the idea of amateurism, or this phrase called the student-athlete that the NCAA uses. You call them in your article cynical hoaxes and legalistic confections. Explain that.
I discovered that from the founder and architect of the NCAA himself, Walter Byers, who said that they invented the term student-athlete to help colleges and the NCAA defend against workers' compensation suits from athletes who broke their necks in college. The colleges say, you were only doing that, you weren't working for the university, therefore you're not entitled to medical care or compensation. You were just like throwing, it was just like you were throwing a Frisbee on the college lawn. And they have beaten down all of these lawsuits for this way. So there's an underside to all of this, behind all of the money. This started in the 1950s.
Now, you said in the beginning of the article when you approached this story that you would have also been somebody that said, no, the college athletes shouldn't be paid. And right now, after having done this research, do you think they should be paid?
Yes, I do. I think that one day we'll be amazed at our presumption that we've pretended that the problem is dirty money to these people who are working hard at two careers at once.
And you used some very strong language in the piece. You said that you didn't want to use slavery. You don't consider them slaves, but you do say that it resembles colonialism and has an unmistakable whiff of the plantation. How so?
Because we're pretending it's for their own good that we are denying them the right to earn a living from stuff that they've worked, from professions that they worked on and sweat and kill themselves on all the time. So it looks pretty bad to me. I'm not saying that any college should pay these players. I'm just saying that it is artificial and wrong to prohibit them from paying them by a cartel. There's no law that does it. It's only custom and fiat. And among many other things it does is it prevents us from having an honest conversation about whether professionalized sports and quality education are compatible. We're the only country in the world that houses big money sports in institutions of higher learning, and we don't have a debate about whether that injures education or sports because we're pretending the NCAA has the big sports media pretending that the problem is dirty athletes.
So how would a system like that even work? I mean, if I'm on a college football team and if I think that this guy or next to me is making more money or less money, does that destroy some of the camaraderie? Does that destroy some of the integrity of the game?
How about... does it destroy the camaraderie here at the NewsHour? It's the same thing. It's like the real world. It's also like the Olympics. The Olympics were amateur for a century, and people thought even more than college sports that it would ruin them if they went professional. They went professional, and no one even noticed. They scarcely noticed. And the same thing could happen in college sports. I'm not saying that it would. I'm just saying that we're postponing all the questions behind a facade that exploits these athletes.
Okay, now, we did try to reach out to the NCAA. Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, wouldn't appear with you tonight, but we're hoping to hear from a representative on this matter. Now, in a recent op-ed in the USA Today, the NCAA does say, he says that academic standards, they're trying to increase those. They're also trying to increase the opportunity for multi-year scholarships. Do you think that the NCAA is making a good faith effort?
I think they're doing I'm glad you asked that. I do think that they're making some effort on academic standards, and the people I talk to about at the NCAA about the academic side seem to be doing a pretty good job. But on the amateurism side, which is where the big money is, I think that it's all smoke and mirrors, and it's like the Wizard of Oz.
You also mentioned a couple of lawsuits that are coming against the NCAA that could have significant ramifications. If people haven't been following this or the frontline story, well, kind of briefly summarize them. Why could they be so game-changing?
Because the NCAA is threatened on many fronts with practical threats beyond the ones I mentioned in principle. Ex-students are suing the NCAA for making money off their old video games and college sports archives that they're selling, and they're not, and they don't give a portion of it to the athletes long after they've left college. Congress is looking into the NCAA for not for denying athletes due process and for antitrust. Why don't they have a national college playoff? That's what a lot of this musical chairs in the conferences is about. The NCAA used to control all the TV revenue for football too. The football schools broke away, and if these giant conferences can put on a national football playoff without the NCAA, which it would be without the NCAA, the NCAA is terrified that they could put on the basketball tournament too and take that from the NCAA, which is 95% of its income. They get $771 million a year straight to the NCAA just for running this March Madness basketball tournament. If the football schools took that, the NCAA would collapse into an impotent rulemaking body.
All right. Taylor Branch, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Well, like I said, that was a little piece from Dr. Taylor Branch, and he just gave us some insight on, you know, what he thought that the NCAA was doing for us. You know, we didn't get a chance to get our athlete on today and give us his firsthand account, and the biggest thing he was going to talk about was the transition from high school to college and things that you need to be aware of along that journey. He's playing at the professional level, like I said a second ago. But I think that little piece right there was definitely enough to give you some eye-opener and some things to just scratch your head on and say, okay, hey, you know, I may want to pay a little closer attention to that. Like I said, I gave you a copy of the schedule of different guests that we have coming on throughout the next month or so. So hopefully you can join us. You can always join us here on the PCP Network every Wednesday at 12 noon. Every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. If you want to give us a call, you can give us a call at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. We love and enjoy having you on the air with us and just sharing some insight on what you really truly think or what you know about the recruiting process. Or if the information that we're providing you don't think is valid, then please, hey, let us know. Let us know. By all means, we'll be more than happy to accommodate you, more than happy to discuss it with you, and more than happy to give you some insight on our resources. Please get a chance to follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. Follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. Hashtag be a advocate. Hashtag be a advocate. I'm going to brand that and put that out there on the market. Next thing you know, we'll have the little bracelets out, so make sure you get one for your for each parent I want you to wear. And I don't want the children wear, I want parents wearing it. That way we know that we are advocates for our children. We are advocates for our children, whether or not they are in sports, whether or not they're in academia, whatever they're doing, we are their biggest advocate. We are advocates for our children, most importantly. All right. You can also check us out on Facebook at the Parents, Coach, and Parents Network page. Facebook, Parents, Coach, and Parents Network page. Get a chance. Check us out. Like the page. We're trying to grow the page to about 1,000 strong or better, and I need some help, folks. I need some help. I truly need some help. All right. Well, I guess it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. We haven't had a chance to talk to our guest today. I'm a little saddened about that, but there'll always be another time. Listen to some of our archive shows here on the Parents, Coach, and Parents Network. We always invite you to listen to some of our archive shows. Our shows go all the way back to June of 2010, so we've been on the air almost 3 years now and running. 3 years now and running, and this June we'll have a big celebration. Again, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Be an advocate for your children, parents. I'm going to close us out again with my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Please go back and listen to some of that information that you heard from Mr. Taylor Branch. Where you at, Keith? Need to check and see if I had any extra enthusiasm.
Grew up a student of the game. Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connectors turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Yes, Keith said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. All right. Well, folks, if you haven't had a chance to check out the show, catch us on Facebook, catch us on Twitter at PCP Network, and also we'll be back again next week at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time with another wonderful show. So, on that note, I'm going to close out. I'm Inmate Scott, host of the Parents Coach of Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you later. We out.